Donna Ford has a company called Lead the Way. Morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. I'm mad keen to know what Lead the Way is all about. Is it, does it up to and include the dog being part of the wedding?
Yeah, so my Lead the Way is I do dog walking and dog boarding, but I've extended it to Forever Vows, which is wedding chaperoning. So it is basically either I pick the dog up, get him ready, bring him to the day. If you need me to walk him down the aisle for you, I can do that. Or pass off to somebody else. And then pick them up, wait around for photos, either travel for photos or help the photographer with photos, and then board overnight so they have like a safe and secure sleepover in their own home while you're all off partying.
This is Forever, F-U-R-E-V-E-R, Vows.
F-U-R-E-V-E-R, yeah, Forever okay. Vows, yeah.
And how's it going for you?
Well, I already have two weddings booked at the end of the year, and I did one of my clients' weddings there recently, and I'm seeing some interest, a lot of interest.
Right, and the two that you did, without giving away too much information, this is a couple who have a dog in their life, and it's a part of their family life, and they love the dog, right?
Yes.
Okay, so just talk us through what the dog did as part of the ceremony.
So, well, for this particular one, it was more, they had the dog would show up outside, get photos done, kind of greet the guests. And then we would go down, I didn't take the dog down the aisle, I had to pass off to somebody else, like a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
So the dog just walks down the aisle then, meets the couple at the end, kind of has a couple of photos, jumps all over, kind of looks cute and for people, and then I take off and I wait outside.
With the dog?
With the dog, I wait outside then for them to come out, and then I pose the dog with the couple or whoever it is they want photos with, and took a load of photos with them, with the photographer, and things like that.
Okay, would there be ever a case, or have you heard a case, where the dog might bring the ring up the aisle?
Yeah, that can happen too. That can definitely happen. Basically, you attach it to a harness or you can attach them to the collar and they carry it up the aisle for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And those that were attending the wedding, they must have been all going, that's so nice.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, they spoil it. They steal the show. I mean, it was born out of my own wedding. So the whole idea for it, I had my own two dogs at my wedding. And they really did steal the show.
In what way? How did that work out for you? Two dogs, twice the trouble, yeah. Potentially.
Potentially, yeah. Especially in my case with I had one younger dog, one older dog, and my older fella has complex. I think this is what kind of bred the idea as well. He had a lot of complex behavioural and medical issues. So it was trying to find somebody who could cope with that. But they had their own little clothes. And, you know, they were all dressed up. I had a Game of Thrones themed wedding, so they were all dressed up as Game of Thrones.
The dogs?
Yeah. And I brought one up the aisle. My bridesmaids brought my other dog up the aisle.
Yeah.
And they literally, like, my guests were, my youngest one was actually quite nervous. So, like, all the guests were kind of on the ground going, come on, like, you can get up the aisle, you can do it. And they stole the show. Like, nobody was interested in me. But, literally, like, I might as well not have been there. My dogs might have been getting married to each other. Like, nobody cared about me.
Oh, listen, I have seen stories over the years of where dogs did get married to each other and there were wedding ceremonies for dogs. So nothing would surprise me these days. But what if the dog or dogs just went mad in a barking fit, for instance?
Well, what I would normally do and recommend would be to, before it ever happens, especially if you've got like dogs like Labs now who are hyper as anything, walk them, play them, run them before it ever happens, because otherwise they're not going to get that anxiety and that hyperness out. So hopefully then they'll be tired enough to like be completely calm and walk down the aisle.
What if the dog decides it has to have a wee up against one of the chairs?
I have a solution for that. So there's these things called belly bands.
And it's, put a nappy on the dog, is it?
Literally, yeah. So one of my boarding jobs now has dementia and he's at the point now, unfortunately, where he literally will just go. He can't. He doesn't even know he's going. So it's literally a band that goes around the waist, or if it's a female dog, it'll go around the whole bottom area. And if they go, it doesn't matter because it catches it. Like a baby, it catches it. So, like, it's a safety net for you. It's also a safety net for venues because I suppose a lot of venues would have a worry of that exact thing. What if they come and they crap all over the floor? Like, what if they, you know?
Are the priests okay with this? Or if it's a civil ceremony, the hotel or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, I mean, we had no issues with mine anyway. Now, you do get the odd hotel who will outright not allow a dog there. But there are a lot that will take. Police seem to love it.
Yeah, well, it's certainly different. I mean, this other article, this other company, Salty Dogs, she provides outfits for the dogs, like a tux. Or I don't know what a flower collar is. Maybe you might explain that to me. Where, you know, as in your dogs were all done up in the Game of Thrones theme. She'll put a tux on the dogs. Is that a bit over the top?
No, I mean, come here. A tux now is a lot low key than what I had mine in. Like, I don't know if you saw Game of Thrones, but the character Robb Stark, you know the Robb Stark?
Yeah.
Or the Starks?
Yeah.
They had like the furry cloaks and the leather jacket. Mine were all kitted out in that. So like mine was over the top compared to a usual tux. So a tux was completely normal. And a flower collar is basically just a collar with like a corsage on it.
And what does the dog then afterwards and all of the gear go to the actual event then, to the reception and the food, or mingle with the guests or what?
Well, usually no, because kind of health and safety, they can't technically have the dogs in the reception. But I do know there's a place off the top of my head now, I can't remember. We were actually looking at it for my wedding. It's down the country somewhere. I can't think off the top of my head. And they were willing to let my two dogs stay for the whole reception.
Right. I mean, but the dog's all right with that, like?
Oh, yeah. No problem. But generally, I think the couple usually, like, wedding parties would normally prefer the dogs to go home or to go...
go away. Your job is done now. Go away. But that makes them like... You see, here's the problem, I think, maybe some might say. They're being used as a bit of a prop.
I wouldn't see it as that. I mean, for me, for my wedding, like, my dogs are my lives. They are my babies. So, like, that, there was no way I was getting, and I said this to my husband when we got engaged, I was like, there is no way if we couldn't find somewhere that wouldn't allow the dogs, would I be getting married?
I understand that, because they can be, I mean, dogs really are part of the home and part of the family unit now, and we love them, of course we do, we really do.
Yeah.
So why would you want to leave a dog, albeit still a very much loved member of the family, out of an event like this? I understand that.
Exactly, and I mean, especially, again, in terms of my case, my older fella was... I mean, it's a miracle he made it to the wedding at all, because he was, you know, getting to the end of his life and died, unfortunately, 4 months after. But that was so big for me because I had him there for that moment.
And what kind of cost are we talking? I mean, I reference Salty Dog. I just need to grab myself. This is actually a Kerry-based company, so you have a bit of competition across the across the county bounds. But is it expensive?
So it all depends. So the original chaperoning, so that's me picking the dog up, pre-walk, ceremony, photos, and then back home again, is 250. But it all depends then as well what add-ons you want. So like if you wanted to, I'm in the process now of getting belly bands supplied, and I will sell them as well. So there's extra add-ons. If I have to travel kind of out of a good bit out, there's extras onto that then as well. Or if you want, I'm doing cookies as well, that both the people and the dogs can eat. So if you want some like wedding, what are they called? You know, the things you get to guess.
Favors?
Favors, that's the word I'm looking for. If you want them for your guests, or if you want them for your dogs, you know, I have them as well. So it all depends on what the add-ons would be. Yeah. But the general for me is 250.
Okay, all right. What? Say a man is getting married to a woman, or a man is getting married to a man, or a woman's getting married to a woman. Okay, no problem there. But like maybe one of the couple actually own the dog, but the other member who's getting married doesn't. Like, could there be potential that the dog might bite the groom or take a dislike to the partner?
At the ceremony, you mean?
Yeah, could you imagine it? Like, right in the middle of it.
I don't think they would have gotten as far as the aisle if that was an issue. But then again, I suppose you do get situations where dogs do not like the partner of whoever it is, whoever the owner is. So I suppose it's one of those things, tough. Like, if you're willing to marry with that risk, you have to take the risk on the day, like.
All right. Okay. Well, are you online for those that might wish to give you a bell?
Yes. So I am on Instagram and TikTok. It's Forever Vows. And I also have an email, forevervows20@gmail.com, if anyone wants to email me. And I also have a website that's linked to Webnode, which is Lead the Way Dog Walking and Chaperoning, where you can see exactly what I offer for my dog walking, my dog boarding, and my wedding chaperoning.
Well done, well done. You do a lot more than Forever Vows, as you say. Anybody that might like to have their doggy bow-wow as part of the ceremony, or any kind of a ceremony, I suppose, F-U-R-E-V-E-R, Forever Vows. Well done, Donna. You're right out there. I wish you the best of luck with it. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.